Running behind the church of St. Michael's Spurriergate, just off Bridge Street, is one of York's many snickets. This one, called Church Lane, has great significance to the LGBT community, even today. It was on this lane where two young men met in an oft-frequented and notorious gentleman's lavatory. In those days, when homosexuality was illegal and persecution was rife, almost every town and city had at least one gay cottage. This toilet was one of York's. It was here in 1956 that the young Stuart Feather, whose parents ran a fish and chip shop in Acombe, met another young man, John Chesterman, from Dringhouses. If ever there was love at first sight, this was it. The following year, on 4th of September 1957, Feather and Chesterman brought newspapers and went into Dean's Park to sit on the grass and read about the Wolfenden Report on homosexual law reform. Whilst sat reading, one of Feather's work colleagues from the local engineering factory cycled past and observed them together. Putting two and two together, the news became hot gossip in the factory, and the consequences that followed were predictable. Feather faced severe ridicule when he arrived at work, and was immediately demoted to the mundane tasks of fetching and carrying, bringing with it the corresponding drop in wages. In the 1960s, Feather and Chesterman moved to London to find new work, and in 1970 went together to the second ever meeting of the Gay Liberation Front. Chesterman founded Gay International Times, the forerunner of Gay News. And in 1972, together with Feather, organised the very first Gay Pride March through Highbury Fields, London, the UK's first Pride March. Around 200 people turned up that afternoon, and now this annual event attracts well over 1 million people, alongside many prides in notorious cities and communities across the UK, including here in York. In the early 1970s, Feather would often be seen dressed in a frock as the notorious drag queen, Gretel Feather. He, together with Betty Bourne, who played alongside Sir Ian McClellan in the 1960s, was a founding member of Blue Lips, a radical drag commune, which premiered at the Tabernacle in Powis Square in August 1978. "We were a sensation," remembers Feather. Sadly, Chesterman died in 1996. But Feather remains actively involved in campaigns for liberation, ongoing into the 2020s.